In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm glad to be with you to preach the Word of God. We're looking at Psalm 40. This is a favorite psalm of mine. Verse 1, "I waited and waited patiently for the Lord." Maybe that's exactly where you are, that He has promised you something, and you are waiting and waiting. Well, keep waiting, because if He promised it, He'll do it. God's word does not return void. It does exactly what He calls it to do. "He inclined to me and heard my cry." Oh, yes. I tell you, God hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. This is what God does, the God of the universe. He hears the cry of the poor. And I don't only mean poor with money. I mean poor in ourselves. "He drew me up from the desolate pit, from the miry bog. I was sinking, and He set my feet upon a rock." That's Jesus. The rock is Jesus. "He set my feet upon a rock." Do you know that today? I repeat that. "He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure." Oh yes, God answered the prayer of the psalmist. "He put a new song in my mouth." I tell you how we need that God would put a new song in our mouths. A new song. I'm going to sing one right now. "A new song, a new song. He put a new song in my mouth. A new song, a new song. He put a new song in my mouth." The new song is about Jesus. It's about His death, His blood, His resurrection. Oh, yes. "He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God." Do we praise God enough? You see, God doesn't need my praise. I need to praise Him. Oh, yes. "We give you praise this morning, Lord. We give you praise because you love us. We give you praise because you gave your life for us. We give you praise that you put a new song in our mouths. Many will see and fear." They'll see that your prayer was answered by your face and the new song that God put in your mouth. Oh, yes. You might still be waiting patiently for the Lord, but many will see when He answers your prayer and give praise to God. Many will see and fear, and they will put their trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Why was I born? I was born to preach the Word of God. I was born to celebrate the Eucharist. I was born to preach God's Word in season and out of season. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. In other words, we're going to have an influence on people by the new song, by the desolate pit He took us out, by the rock He put our feet on. "Happy are those who make the Lord their trust." Are you trusting Him today? Are you trusting Him today? Have you given Him permission? I give you permission over my day today. "Who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord, my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us." Oh, yes, God doesn't just leave us after he takes us out of the miry clay. He multiplies his love. He multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. I tell you, this is God's word. He multiplies the wondrous deeds toward us. None can compare with you, O Lord, that's for sure. Nothing can compare with our God. He is wonderful. He is all-powerful. He is all-love. Alleluia. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted, the wondrous deeds that God has done for me. I can't even count them. There's so many. Did you know that today the sun rose and you saw it? Do you know today it's cold and you feel it? Do you know today that he loves you and he called you out of your darkness into his wonderful light? Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. I tell you, is your ear open to the word of the Lord? Is my ear open to the word of the Lord? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's so important that our ear be open to the word of the Lord and what he wants to tell us today. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Do you delight to do God's will? You're saying, I'm afraid. God's will for you is exactly what's in your heart. Don't be afraid. I delight to do God's will. God's will is in my heart. I fight against it, but I want God to win. I want him to win in my heart. Your law is within my heart, yes. And not only that, but the grace of God is in your heart. Oh, yes, that's why we need the grace of the living God. The grace of God is in your heart. I have told the good news of deliverance in the great congregation. He has been delivered. He has had his feet put on a rock. He was delivered out of the miry clay. He has given the Lord his life. And he thanks God for the many ways that God does things in him. In the great congregation, see, I have not restrained my lips. In other words, I tell people about what God has done for me. Do you tell people about what God has done for you? The psalmist did. Oh, yes, many will see and be glad. Many will see and be glad. As you know, O Lord, I have not hidden your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. Oh, yes, Lord, help me to reach people to talk about your faithfulness. God is faithful and true. Jesus is faithful and true. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Amen. The Hesed. I have not concealed your Hesed love and your faithfulness for the great congregation. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Amen. That mercy flows from Calvary's cross. Do not withhold your mercy from me. And he doesn't. Mercy is flowing from the blood and water that Jesus Christ poured out upon the ground. Oh, yes, there's mercy for you and mercy for me. He doesn't worry about us not being perfect. My imperfections draw Jesus toward me. Your imperfections draw Jesus toward you. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. Let your chesed love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. Oh, yes, safe forever within the arms of the Lord. Yes, I have graven you upon the hands, my hands, you are always before me. Keep me safe forever, for evils have encompassed me without number. My iniquities have overtaken me until I cannot see. We need to be forgiven. We need to be by the cross, to be forgiven, to go to confession. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My iniquities have overtaken me until I cannot see. But you see, there is no iniquity that cannot be forgiven. You say, but I'm so bad. You're not so bad that God is more good than you are. He's so much good. He's infinite goodness toward you. Why don't you just give up your sins and go to confession? They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. My iniquities are more than the hairs on my head, and my heart fails me. Run to the cross under the blood, that your iniquities would be forgiven, and go to confession. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Oh, yes, make haste to help me. I need your help. Come quickly, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Let all those be put to shame and confusion who seek to snatch away my life. No one wants to snatch away your life. Jesus wants to give you life eternal. Yes, if you're around people that want to snatch away the life of grace, dump them. If your friends don't lead you to Jesus, dump them. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Do you seek the Lord today? Are you seeking God? Are you seeking his touch? Are you seeking his grace? Oh, yes. Let all, but may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Do you know that today? He is awesome. He is great. He is wonderful. Words do not give enough beauty to who God is. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. There we go again. As for me, I am poor and needy. That's everyone. We're all poor and needy in the sight of God. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. He takes thought for you. You are my help. The Lord is your help and my deliverer. The Lord is your deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Go right back to I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. I tell you how we need to know God and to know Jesus. How we need that Jesus would become all to us, not only our salvation, but our life, our life, our life. I'm looking at the infancy narratives, chapter 1 of Luke, verse 56. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. How do I know that? That when David saw that God was angry because Uzzah touched the Ark of the Covenant, he put the Ark in the house of Obed-Edom in the hill country of Judah for 3 months, and Mary remained with her about 3 months, the hill country of Judah, and then returned to her home. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. But you want to know what? If God lives in you, you are an Ark of the Covenant. If Jesus lives in you, you are an Ark of the Covenant. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard what the Lord had shown his mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. Do you rejoice with people? You say, well, they have more than I have. Rejoice with people. Rejoice with people. Give thanks for what God is doing in them, and give thanks for what he's doing in you and what he wants to do in you. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, no, he is to be called John. Gabriel told Elizabeth that the name of the child is John, not Zechariah. They said to her, none of your relatives has this name. Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. The father asked for a writing tablet and wrote, his name is John. Oh, yes, this is John who becomes John the Baptist, who prepares the way of the Lord, who prepares the way of the Lord. How we need people like John the Baptist in our day today, preparing the way of the Lord, letting salvation reign from heaven through us, beseeching people to give their life to God and to Christ. Oh, yes, how we need to be like John the Baptist, preparing the way of the Lord. His name is John, and all of them were amazed. And immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue was freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire country of Judea, the hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, what then will this child become? Well, we know what he becomes. He becomes the herald preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that? That's what God calls us to do. You know, we talk about John the Baptist during Advent, but you see, who is John the Baptist today preparing the way of the Lord that people would meet him and give their lives to him? Who is there today like John the Baptist? You say, but I'm quiet. I don't care how quiet you are. When you find a good buy, you say, I found a wonderful buy at this store. Let me tell you, Jesus is much greater, infinitely greater than a buy. We need to make way for the King of Glory. We need to tell people about the King of Glory. What then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. Oh, yes, the hand of the Lord was with John. The hand of the Lord is with you. He wants you for his own. You say, oh, but, you know, I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of love? You afraid of love? That's God is love. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of fear? God is love. Perfect love casts out fear. What are you afraid of today? What are you afraid of today? Give it to the Lord. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. What are you afraid of today? God is love, and he has something wonderful for you. God is love, and he has something wonderful for us, and for me too. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. Zechariah is prophesying. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, that's Jesus, in the house of his servant David. Yes, that Messiah would be born in the house of David, which is Bethlehem, house of bread. That's what Bethlehem means, house of bread. Imagine, the bread of life was born in the house of bread in Bethlehem. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us. Yes, God saves us from the devil. God saves us from the flesh. God saves us. Do you know that today? That he saves you from the flesh and the devil. Do you know that today? That he is our salvation. Jesus is our salvation. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. His name is Jesus, true God and true man. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant. God doesn't forget his covenant. His covenant made in the blood of Jesus to do good things for you and good things for me in the midst of the world that is filled with darkness. The oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Here it is. Rescued from the hands of our enemies, and we are to serve him without fear. Fear is useless. What are you afraid of? The worst thing that could happen is that you die and go to heaven. Nothing to fear about it. Nothing to fear about it. So many people have died every day because they're afraid of dying. They're afraid of dying. I tell you, we are called to live for Christ, and we are called to die for Christ. Oh, yes, all of us, you and me. No more fear, no more worry. That's all stuff that the Lord has crucified to the cross. But you've got to claim it. You've got to accept it. You've got to say, yes, Lord, that he might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. That's right, John the Baptist, the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways. That's John the Baptist. That's you. That's me. To prepare the way of the Lord. To prepare the way of the Lord. To give knowledge of salvation to his people. That our salvation comes through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the forgiveness of their sins. That's what the blood does. The blood forgives us our sins. We go to confession and confess our sins. And they're never too terrible because you say, I killed somebody. Well, I'm going to tell you, God's love is greater than you killed somebody. He wants you, and he looks for you. And he says, come to me, all of you who are burdened and find life wearisome, and I will give you rest. Well, I'm going to quit here. We'll do tomorrow the prophecy of Zechariah again. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Your home lesson tonight, Psalm 40. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.